Any college baseball fans out there? If you're traveling to see your team and need a place to stay, two words for you: Graduate Hotels.
We stayed at the Nashville location for the SEC tournament. It was awesome. Beautiful rooms, cool vibe, and perfect location. They have over 30 hotels in the best college towns. And get this, they'll give you up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's CRSHOW. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Book today at graduatehotels.com.
Hey, it's Covino and Rich. You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of the best tires.
Like the highly consumer-rated Goodyear Assurance Weather Ready. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, and suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive.
Go to TireRack.com/sports. That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
The Browns are 2-1 after their win over the Steelers on Thursday, but what does it really tell us about the AFC? What underdog is ripe for the upset in week 3 of the NFL season? And the Ime Udoka scandal has now made its way all the way to Congress. All that in the next 60 minutes right now on Fox Sports Radio. Do you hear that, Aaron? Do you hear that?
Ooh, what is it?
It's the clock ticking on the 2-minute warning with Byron Torres. Final show here.
We just started.
On Fox Sports Radio. Glad to have you with us. Get Aaron on Twitter at Aaron_Torres. You can find me on Twitter at Dan Byron Fox as we are broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. So we got 60 minutes to get this bad boy in, and there's a lot to get to as it's week 3 of the NFL season, week 4 in college football. Some really big games this weekend that I think are going to tilt things. You know, like for the first 3 weekends of the college football season, Aaron, or you're playing non-conference games, as most schools are, not every school is, but now you start to get into conference play, you've got matchup between ranked teams. I think it's a really big weekend in college football.
Zero doubt. No, it's going to be really fun, and I was thinking about that a lot too, Dan, is I do think there are some teams that we probably know a little bit about, both really in the NFL and college football, but especially with college football, as you said, all 5 major conferences now are going to be in the midst of league play, so you have Ohio State hosting Wisconsin, a bunch of SEC games all the way up until late Saturday when USC travels to Oregon State, so really excited for the college slate, really excited for the NFL slate. I'll say this too. Sometimes, you know, we get really excited about the big Thursday night NFL games. Sometimes it's nice to just put a bad one behind us. You know what I mean?
I think what ends up happening with last night, I really don't think it has anything to do with the Steelers or Browns.
Sure.
And I think that the talking point that we have, Aaron, with what happened last night is there's a lot of when do you go to Kenny Pickett? That's the question with the Steelers. Well, it doesn't matter to me right now because the Pittsburgh Steelers are not a contender in the AFC.
Give a quick theory on that before we move
on?
So my theory is starting to get blown up because some of the teams that are a little bit later on in the schedule are looking better than we thought. But I looked at the schedule early, and you see week one at Bengals, reigning AFC champ. Week two, Patriots, Bill Belichick eats rookie quarterbacks alive. Week three, Browns defensive line as fierce as we saw last night. Week four, Jets. Week five, at Bills. Week six, at Tampa. So I thought maybe you push it till the middle of October, but my concern now is after Tampa, two games that looked a lot easier on the schedule probably 3 weeks ago, at Miami and then Philly at home, all of a sudden don't look quite as easy as they once did. So I thought, you know, you get through the early part of the schedule with the vet, you don't let the rookie, the young guy, lose all of his confidence. But now you look at this Steelers schedule and they got a lot of really good teams ahead of them the next probably 6, 7, 8 weeks.
I look at it like this. I felt that Pittsburgh was afraid to go 9-8, 8-9. That's what they were, 9-7-1 last year with Ben Roethlisberger. And when you looked at what they were, who they were on paper, and this obviously includes TJ Watt, but they had TJ Watt last year. They went 9-7-1. I felt that they were afraid to get off to an 0-3 start if they started Kenny Pickett. And that they didn't want to bottom out. And at some point, you're probably going to see Kenny Pickett. I laughed at everybody who said Mitchell Trubisky, and it wasn't everybody. I'm not saying everybody said this. But when people were trying to sell Mitchell Trubisky to people, one of the things that was said was the work that he did in Buffalo. And he didn't do any work in Buffalo. He just hung out for a year. It's what he did. There was nothing that he did that would tell us, wow, this guy gets it, or this guy has got something because of the games that he filled in for Josh Allen. That never, ever happened. And so I was not a full believer on Mitchell Trubisky, but it's not even about Mitchell Trubisky. What I thought that last night showed was that the AFC right now is a four-team race. Like, I don't believe in the Cincinnati Bengals in making a return trip to the Super Bowl. It's hard enough to do so when you have that Super Bowl hangover, which is legit. I absolutely 100% believe in the Super Bowl hangover. But now you look at that division, and Pittsburgh's not there, and who knows what's happening with the Ravens in their secondary. And then you have the Browns last night, who were playing their first 11 games without Deshaun Watson and now dealing with that schedule that you mentioned. The AFC South right now is an absolute mess. Then you go to the AFC West, where we thought could have been the toughest division in football. Raiders could be knocking on the door of 0-3 if they don't win in Tennessee this upcoming weekend. And the Broncos are the talk of the NFL because of what's gone wrong in Denver. So now we're sitting here, Aaron, and it's the Chiefs and Chargers, and it's the Bills and Dolphins. Sure. And I don't even think the Patriots are a part of this conversation. I understand that the NFL is a long season and things aren't determined 2 or 3 weeks in. But if we take anything from this early part of the season, maybe the AFC isn't as deep as we thought it was. Because right now, I just think we've got four really good teams and everybody else is somewhere in this garbage of mess that could be kind of good, kind of bad, even all the way to stinking. Four teams to me rose to the top in the AFC, and last night, two of those teams are not in that equation.
So I hadn't really thought about how much the herd has already been thinned, but I think you're onto something. I mean, one, none of us really believed in Tennessee coming into the year. Big picture. I mean, to win the division maybe, but to really do damage. And now them sitting at 0-2, ironically playing that Raiders team that is also 0-2, so one of them is going to be 0-3 by the end of this weekend. Denver, I just haven't seen anything to make me believe that they are very well coached right now. And Cincinnati, of course, that Super Bowl hangover is very real. And so, it is incredible. And listen, I was as guilty as anybody. You add Russell Wilson, you add Deshaun Watson on top of a young Joe Burrow, on top of a young Justin Herbert, on top of an established Patrick Mahomes, and you look at it all of a sudden, and it's not even as deep as, it's not nearly as deep as we thought it would be. And I'll take it a step further. Even with somebody like Miami, and I like Miami, and I'm rooting for Tua, and I've never understood the hate. But, let's call a spade here. They easily could have lost last weekend. They did not look incredible against the Patriots. So it's not as though they are a for sure established thing. The Chargers have never won anything, in this Brandon Staley, Justin Herbert era. So it would be ironic, by the way, if it was KC, maybe Buffalo, basically where we left off last season, only, fast forward 8-9 months because, like I said, I was as guilty of anybody of the depth and the quarterbacks and the this and the that. But it's funny when you start playing games how quickly that herd gets thin.
At least the Bills, you could say, well, they went and beat the defending Super Bowl champs on their turf in pretty easy fashion. And I think that the Dolphins, with their two wins, I know that they were against the, you know, in the comeback fashion against the Ravens. And then they beat New England. Those were some of the teams that maybe we thought were in the conversation. I picked Baltimore to win the AFC North. And your point about Tennessee is we had to pick somebody to win the AFC South.
Agreed.
I actually picked Indianapolis. For some reason, they love to get off the slow starts, and now they've got Kansas City coming in. But I have no idea what happens in that division.
I was going to say, is that some reason because they're poorly coached and don't have a good quarterback? Does that have anything to do with it?
That could be a part of it. It has. It's the slow start, then they find their stride, and then they collapse at the end. That is the story of the Indianapolis Colts. By the way, you know what last night was as well?
What was that?
And I know that this is not the way that it may travel when it comes to sports talk radio. I think last night was a showdown, and I know we get it twice a year, of two really underrated cities. I am a fan of Cleveland. There is something authentic about the city of Cleveland. I don't know why, maybe because of my Wisconsin roots and it reminds me of Milwaukee somewhat, but there is something that I really like about Cleveland, and it may get a bad rap, but I'm telling you, Cleveland, nice city. Tell you what else is a nice city, a really nice city. I mean a really, really nice city. Pittsburgh. You ever been to Pittsburgh or Cleveland?
I've actually never been to either.
Okay, all right.
I'm pretty well traveled. I've been to, you know, I'm not going to count them all down here in the entire NFL here, but I would say I've probably been to 80% of the NFL cities, but those are two that I have not.
All right. So somebody says, Aaron, let's go to Pittsburgh this summer. What is your initial reaction?
Well, honestly, I'll be honest. You know, one, I've heard good things.
This
summer specifically, I'd say, you know, I hear PNC is beautiful, the baseball stadium, for people who do not know, right along the water. I've heard great things about Primanti Brothers. I've never had it. I would be excited, but I'm one of those, and, you know, I know the clock is ticking here on the two-minute drill, so we don't need to go into my whole life story.
That's okay.
But I'm one of those, I'm down to travel anywhere new and try new things, and yeah, there are places that I've gone that I've said, you know, I'm glad I saw it. I might never come back, but I'm not one to, I would never go there. No. I'm sure there's great parts of Pittsburgh, just like there's great parts of every city. I'd be down, Dan. Are we road tripping? Is that how we're wrapping
this week?
Well,
we should. Jonas Knox can give us a wings recommendation, because when we were there a few years ago, took us to this wing place where they had whole wings that were some of the best that we ever had. So it's not even Primanti Brothers. There's other great food. The city is great. It's new. It's fresh. Yeah, I love Pittsburgh. And these are two cities. And you're right. You've heard good things about Pittsburgh, and that is coming around a little bit. But yeah, Cleveland and Pittsburgh, to me, two very, very underrated cities. You said you're well-traveled. What's an underrated city that you think gets a bad rap?
Well, you know, I don't know if it gets a bad rap. First of all, I'm trying to look through the cities in the NFL that I have been to really quick. First of all, I do think the greater Phoenix area is just absolutely beautiful. I know you're a golfer, so if you've never been, plenty of golfing to do, all that. I will say Tampa, very underrated city.
Oh, interesting.
By the water.
Only been there once.
Well, I'll tell you, I've only been there once too. Had a great time. I was there
You expected, right?
Better than I expected, to the point that I almost missed my work flight home and lost my job that weekend. So I was like 22 years old, so that was my first job out of school, so I learned some lessons there. Charlotte's a beautiful city, a little sterile, and I'll give you one that's not an NFL city, a little off the grid. I'm gonna say it anyway. Wichita, Kansas in the summer is very lovely.
Really?
I'm just saying it. Yeah,
I would think it would be really hot, like,
well,
but it's doable.
I'm thinking more nighttime. There was a bar scene that I really wasn't anticipating.
Sure.
I wasn't anticipating Wichita to be a beacon of nightlife, but it was a fun time. I loved Wichita. Don't know when they're getting an NFL team. Don't know if it's going to be anytime soon or not. Don't know where they are on the pecking order, but a very underrated city. Really did enjoy
that
Wichita.
Is a good recommendation, because I've never been to Wichita. I've been on Wichita a few times. And have always wanted to go. It's a city I've never been to. I haven't been in the state of Kansas, in fact. So that's something that I'd like to cross off. Wichita is well known. I'll even tell you this. One city you never want to go to? Atlantic City. That place lives up to all of the negative. Yeah, the Atlantic City, you lose your money. It's a tough go. The boardwalk did not impress me. But underrated cities, Pittsburgh and Cleveland. And again, to your point, Pittsburgh's talked about better now, but I'm giving Cleveland a thumbs up as well. So that's another takeaway from last night.
It's very ironic because I was just talking to a friend about a bachelor party that we went on in Atlantic City many a moon ago. And apparently it's gotten way worse since we were there. And I was pretty underwhelmed when I was there probably in like 2013 when I was living on the East Coast. So, you know, tough day for Atlantic City here on Buyer Torres and Friends BTF or whatever we're calling the show today.
2 minute warning today.
Yes. So sorry, Atlantic City. I'm sure there are lovely people there, but I was a little underwhelmed there.
Maybe if we would have fared better on the slots, I would have had a favorable. By the way, is the Titans Raiders game the city everybody wants to move to bowl this week?
Yeah.
Like that's like
oh,
it
absolutely.
Is Nashville against Las Vegas, the bowl where everybody moves to bowl, kicking off 1 o'clock Eastern time in Nashville. He is Aaron Torres. I'm Dan Beyer. This is Fox Sports Radio. Today's show is brought to you by AutoZone. AutoZone has the free services you need to help you get back on the road, like their free AutoZone Fix Finder service. With over 5,600 locations nationwide, AutoZone is here to help you save time and money with their free services. Getting the job done just got easier. Restrictions apply. Get in the zone. AutoZone. Raiders are banged up. Neither has won a game. What side to pick between the Raiders and Titans? We'll have that answer and a whole lot more next year on Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Outta Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, it's Covino and Rich, and NBA fans, listen up. You got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started, it's simple. Select if a player will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound? Or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for huge cash prizes.
Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using code CRSHOW, C-R-S-H-O-W. Take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with code CRSHOW. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18+ in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Covino and Rich here, and whether you're headed to a campus to see some college baseball, meet up with old friends, or show off the alma mater to your kids, spring is prime time in college towns, and if you're planning a trip, two words for you, Graduate Hotels. There's no better place to stay.
You know we're fans. We were at the Nashville location, and it was sweet. Definitely recommend it. So listen, when it's time to book, get up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's C-R-S-H-O-W. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com. And hey, if you're already looking ahead to college football season, you could book rooms at Graduate Hotel this fall as well. But we'll warn you, reservations for those big weekends fill up fast, so go there sooner than later. Head to graduatehotels.com. And again, up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com.
Hair thinning is not inevitable. Take control of your hair's future before it's too late with Nutrafol's clinically tested hair growth supplement for men.
Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist-recommended hair growth supplement brand, with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster-growing hair with less shedding. Take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com/men and enter promo code CRSHOW.
Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and hairstylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com/men, spelled Nutrafol.com/men, and enter promo code CRSHOW. That's Nutrafol.com/men, promo code CRSHOW. And with Nutrafol, building a hair growth routine is simple. Purchase online, no prescription or doctor's visits required. Free shipping and automated deliveries ensure you'll never miss a day. See results in 3 to 6 months. It's Covino and Rich, and you've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuters' comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive.
Choose from the full line of General Tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their general tires, test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers.
Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
The clock is ticking. It's Fox Sports Radio, a two-minute warning edition. I'm Dan Beyer. He's Aaron Torres sitting with you. Get Aaron on Twitter at @Aaron_Torres. You can find me on Twitter at Dan Beyer on Fox. Clock is ticking towards Sunday morning. And every Sunday morning, you got to listen to Fox Sports Radio. Because our next guest sits alongside Jeff Schwartz and Brian Noe, co-hosting Fox Sports Radio's Countdown to Kickoff, presented by BetMGM. That's every Sunday morning. Tune in at 10 o'clock Eastern Time. They'll take you all the way to kickoff right here on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app, presented by BetMGM. You can find him on Twitter at Bill Crackman. We just call him Crack. Bill Crackenberger joining us here on Fox Sports Radio. How's it going, Crack? How are you?
Hey, guys, thanks for having me on. I'm in Vegas right now. Normally, though, during football season, I do pop back and forth. I've been listening to you guys today. I am in Atlantic City about half the year. Boy, you guys are right. Not the best place. It has went down big time in the past, especially in the past 2-3 years. The casinos just have not, you know, reinvested anything in the city, and it's just as bad as you said, if not worse. You're right.
Well, good. I had a different name for it. I just couldn't say it on radio, Crack. You know, like, it was one of those. It was Atlantic something else that you can use the imagination when it comes to it. I got to start off with this. Last week, you were patiently waiting on hold on the Doug Gottlieb show as we were giving our picks for week two, and I gave you three reasons why not to pick the Colts and still pick the Colts. Were you like rolling your eyes, and do you roll your eyes at all these now gambling experts out there that have an opinion on every single game that there is? Like, what is going through the mind of Crack when I'm telling you every reason to not pick the Colts and still do anyway?
You know, it's just like any given Sunday, the old deal. Anything can and will happen. And I pick a lot of the ugly teams every week because you're going to get it. You know, inflated lines, and you're going to get some extra value on those type of teams. You know, then you have a lot of overreaction too from the first week or two. These teams need a week or two under their belt, so you're automatically going to get extra points in the NFL because the public loves these public teams so much. Listen, there's not really too many weeks of the year that I'll be looking to bet on teams like Buffalo and Kansas City and the big teams. Like even this week, let me just tell you something. Indy has gotten all the money from the sharp guys this week. Line opened up 7, down to 5, 5.5. By game time, it may go down to 4.5, and the public may jump right in on Kansas City. We don't know here. So any given week, anything can and will happen. So I understand it.
So, Bill, my question actually leads right into it. One line that jumped out to me this week, Detroit, a 5-point underdog at Minnesota. Tell me if I'm crazy. This feels like public reaction. Everybody loves Dan Campbell. Everybody hates Kirk Cousins after a very public Monday night that did not go well. Is that a fair evaluation of maybe a Minnesota team that's a little bit undervalued going into this week?
You know, I was a big Cousins fan. I still am this year. He had a bad Monday night there in Philadelphia. By the way, Philadelphia, probably the toughest city to play in, the toughest fans, gritty, hard to play there. You just think about, God forbid you wear a Minnesota jersey there, but you can wear any jersey there, and you're in a lot of trouble, brother. I mean, they throw snowballs at Santa Claus there, so you have to understand the city we're talking about. Now, going back to this week, well, you know, anyone that watched Hard Knocks, which is a real popular show, this year's featured team was Detroit Lions. You know, automatically you think they're going to the Super Bowl after watching that, not thinking that that's going on in every other clubhouse. So, interesting team that this, by the way, this is an interesting game. Minnesota, Detroit, old school kind of rivals there. You have Minnesota opened up 7, same exact thing, down to 6, even a couple 5.5s popping up there now. This should be an interesting game. I think maybe he'll rebound after his bad Monday night. He threw like three three interceptions in the red zone there in the end. I needed Minnesota, by the way, that game. I needed them to stay close. I had them to win the division and have some Minnesota futures. But this should be an interesting game, a good game. I wouldn't be surprised, though, if Detroit does keep it close. I didn't bet this particular game, but I think it'll be a great game to watch.
He's Bill Krakenberger, co-host of Fox Sports Radio's Countdown to Kickoff, presented by BetMGM, that you hear every Sunday morning at 10 o'clock Eastern, 7 Pacific, here on Fox Sports Radio. I'm looking at the Bengals and Jets and scratching my head, because this Jets team pulls off this miraculous win, but Joe Flacco looked good, Garrett Wilson emerged. While Joe Burrow continues to run for his life, the Bengals are 0-2. They meet at MetLife on Sunday. What do you think about Bengals and Jets?
Game opened up at -4. Public pushed it up. Even the sharp guys pushed it up to -6. I'll tell you, don't be surprised to see a misplaced rage Cincinnati team come out and try to take it out on the Jets in the first half. As a matter of fact, there's a bet some of the sports books offer, a first half team total, which is around 12.5. I kind of lean to the over on the Cincinnati coming out and scoring a couple touchdowns in the first half and going over that 12. But the Jets, I'm not going to say they played their Super Bowl after the first weekend, kind of not getting embarrassed, but they lost pretty handily to Baltimore. Then they somehow pull off that, exactly like you said, absolute miracle against a poorly coached Cleveland squad there. I think this weekend you might see something different. I'm not really – I like underdogs, by the way. I'm an underdog better. You know, lifetime underdogs, especially home underdogs like this situation, has done very well against the spread. Again, didn't bet this one, but I'll tell you one thing. I do lean to Cincinnati and that over in the first half on their team total. I think they'll come right out and try to pick on the Jets a little bit.
Obviously, the big one this weekend, Bill, Tampa at Green Bay. Correct me if I'm wrong. It looks as though a lot of the money throughout the week has come in on Green Bay as they head to Tampa.
Absolutely correct. Opened up 3. Now they're down to 1, 1.5. And the money has come in on Green Bay. How about the total here? The total here, they have such a thing as a look-ahead lines where you can actually look ahead. A lot of the sports books put them up at the beginning of the season. Even some of them have it now where you can look ahead at the future. You could bet week 3, week 4, week 5. The look-ahead line just 8 days ago was 48 on this game on the total. Down to 42 now, dropping more and more. That's an interesting – if it goes too low – I actually think it is a big overreaction, and we actually may find some over money being the sharp money in this game. Right now, Green Bay is definitely the sharp side. Very keen idea following that line move is absolutely right. I don't like betting something after it moves, though. So, in other words, if I could take 3 on Green Bay, which you could have on Sunday night and Monday when the line came out, now it's down to 1. I'm definitely not doing that, especially the key number of 3, which comes, games fall on 3 about 15% of the time, especially when it's a low total. The lower the total, the more often that game will land on 3. So it should be fun. I think it'll be exactly what you said. I think it'll be one of the games of the day.
He's Aaron Torres. I'm Dan Beyer. Bill Krakenberger, co-host of Fox Sports Radio's Countdown to Kickoff, presented by BetMGM every Sunday morning alongside Jeff Schwartz and Brian Noe, joining us here on Fox Sports Radio. Last one for me, Crack, and it's the last game of the week. Dallas looked pretty good against Cincinnati. Giants now 2-0 on the season. It's the Monday night game. Giants are the favorite. Cooper Rush remains at quarterback for Dallas. I don't know. I have this feeling. I really, really like Dallas in this game. What do you think plays out on Monday night?
The old division rival here, Giants, yeah. And Dallas playing in the, I say New York, it's New Jersey, but they're playing Monday night football, prime time, first prime time game there for this squad, the Giants at home. I tell you, this should be another. I know it sounds boring. It's the lowest total of the week, 39. Last night was actually the lowest, 38, but. It sounds like a boring game. I'll tell you, this will be a really interesting game because, again, another game. You guys hit on all these games that moved. This game started, opened up at 3 Sunday night. Giants were favorite. All Dallas money. Exactly like you said, Dallas money came in. It's down to 1. Listen, the biggest overreaction from week 1 to week 2 was just because Dak went down, literally a 10-point move because of a quarterback. I said it on our show Sunday. I thought it was a huge overreaction. I actually did like Dallas in that game, +7 points. I didn't think they were going to win outright against the Bengals, but Same situation here. You have a pro quarterback that stepped up there to the plate. I wouldn't be surprised if Dallas wins that game for sure. You're on the right path there.
All righty. Bill Krakenberger. Find him on Twitter at Bill Krakman. Krakwins.com. And make sure you listen to him every Sunday morning. He's with Brian Noe and Jeff Schwartz starting at 10 o'clock Eastern time. It's Fox Sports Radio's Countdown to Kickoff presented by BetMGM. Take you all the way, 3 hours, up to kickoff, 1 o'clock Eastern time. Crack, thanks so much. Can't wait to talk to you again, man.
Thanks for having me on, guys. Have a great weekend.
Today's show is brought to you by AutoZone as the free services you need to help you get back on the road, like their free AutoZone Fix Finder service. With over 5,600 locations nationwide, AutoZone is here to help you save time and money with their free services. Getting the job done just got easier. Restrictions apply. Get in the zone. AutoZone, he is Aaron Torres. I'm Dan Beyer. The Ime Udoka scandal controversy has taken quite an interesting turn. It's turned all the way to Congress. We'll tell you what that's all about next from the TireRack.com studios. But first, Steve DeSager gives us the latest of what's happening on this TGIF.
Hello, gentlemen.
What's going on, Steve?
Enjoying the show, enjoying the camaraderie. Can't wait for
a good show,
Steve. On Monday weeks for
you. Yeah, this is it. This is the swan song. A two-minute warning is now down to the one-minute mark.
Oh!
Yes, and we have one timeout left. It's a six-minute timeout.
Do you have a specific coach up in the booth to deal with clock management?
I was going to say, Nathaniel Hackett's not dealing with this last minute, right?
And he is not coming through that door.
I would love to have a Laver Cup draft if we could. I mean, because, yes.
It's a little late, but it is.
The first six picks would be Europeans, right? I mean.
And then I'll take Rod Laver. Well, he's one of the greatest of all time. What are you looking at me for?
I was going to add this too, Dan. In the illustrious time that we've worked together in this time slot, I think the underrated cities conversation has gotten the most response of anything we've done. I had somebody happy that I mentioned Phoenix, somebody that happy that I mentioned Tampa. So the internet is buzzing with our conversation.
Wait, you're saying in the whole history of the show?
I would say maybe.
Yeah, wow. Well, let's be honest. And when anybody talks about Tampa and going to Tampa, the first thing is like most strip clubs per square mile than any city. That's the first thing that comes out of anybody's.
Well, bring the family.
Yeah, exactly.
Plenty of good seats at the baseball stadium.
So it's nice that you get. I'll tell you what. I like the Wichita recommendation because there are cities that don't get the recognition or pub that they deserve.
And that was a shocker,
I see what you did there.
Nice work. Nice work. Now if I make a drive back across the country, I'm going to make sure to go through Wichita because of that recommendation, Aaron Torres.
Well, thank you. I would definitely go in the springtime, I don't know. I don't know if the bar scene is going to be quite as alive on January 8th or whatever. But I was there in the spring. It was a beautiful night. The downtown was humming, and I loved Wichita, and I loved Wichita. And I love Tampa too.
Is that what you're talking about? Tampa 2.
Yeah, Monty Kiffin, baby. Let's go. Didn't think we'd get the Monty Kiffin show in before reference before the show ended, but here we are. So anyway, it seems as though people have really taken to our updated cities list. So maybe next week when we – oh, never mind. Sorry.
Thank you very much, Steve. We appreciate it. Steve will all be back in our final segment as the clock is ticking on the two-minute warning. So we're coming to you live from the TireRack.com studios. Quite a turn of events today in Boston, and it was quite a turn after Celtics brass met the media talking about Ime Udoka's one-year suspension. That could be longer, according to Celtics Governor Wick Grosbeck, saying that they'll reevaluate things, but his suspension will go through June 30th. And then Jamal Bowman took to Twitter. Aaron, you pointed this out. The congressman from New York had his own tweet that made some headlines today.
Oh, let me pull it up here. This guy, I would think that there's bigger issues going on in the city of New York or the state of New York that a congressman needs to address. But in light of the situation with Ime Udoka, which we will preface by saying it is a very serious HR situation that we do not take lightly here on the two-minute warning, Jamal Bowman, a congressman from New York, tweeted out this, sending nothing but love to Nia Long. Nia Long is, of course, the actress who is a life partner of Ime Udoka. They have kids together. I don't believe they are married. And this congressman said, sending nothing but love to Nia Long, we're not letting a man who didn't recognize the luxury her presence was dim all of her beauty and glory. Matter of fact, we need a Nia Long national holiday.
Yes,
and this is a man that knows some people that can make this happen.
Yes.
So, listen, you know, I don't want to make light of a serious situation, but, I mean, if Nia is the trade-off for a crumbling relationship, if you get a national holiday after you, I don't know. But, my goodness, a congressman just out of left field. And then, oh, by the way, Dan, you pointed this out. I guess enough people, myself included. And by the way, let me make sure to make this clear. I did the triple check of is this a legitimate account or not?
Yeah.
And it sure is. And then he did the follow-up of, ha-ha, y'all hilarious. Y'all do know it's okay for a man to show a woman love and support without shooting his shot. That's actually a thing. I mean, I guess he could just be. He offered her a national holiday.
Yeah,
it seems like it's more than a It is a
shoot
your shot deal. So,
Jamal Bowman is married, according to Wikipedia. If I made this post, my wife would not talk to me for days.
So really?
Oh, absolutely. When I started getting tweets from females, my wife was like, "Who's this?" I don't know. You know, she lives in North Carolina. She listens to the show. I have no idea. This was that makeup tweet as well was so, so awful. Because no, that is not reality. That is not the world. That is not the world that we live in. And it is, man. Yeah, I should have
saved some of my favorite responses to this. One, this is from, I don't even know how to say this name, but it says, you know, in air quotes, it says, me playing the long game with Nia Long, running for office, waiting for her man to screw up, shooting my shot on social media. Then some guy, Juvie Wick, says, never met a Jamal who didn't steal. And there were a couple other good ones there somewhere along the way. So
he's Aaron Torres. I'm Dan Beyer. This is the 2-Minute Warning on Fox Sports Radio, brought to you today by AutoZone. AutoZone has the free services you need to help you get back on the road, like their free AutoZone Fix Finder service. With over 5,600 locations nationwide, AutoZone is here to help you save time and money with their free services. Getting the job done just got easier. Restrictions apply. Get in the zone, AutoZone. We take our final timeout and look back at what a wild ride it has been right here on Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Outta Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific.
Covino and Rich here, and whether you're headed to a campus to see some college baseball, meet up with old friends, or show off the alma mater to your kids, spring is prime time in college towns. And if you're planning a trip, two words for you: graduate hotels. There's no better place to stay.
You know we're fans. We were at the Nashville location, and it was sweet. Definitely recommend it. So listen, when it's time to book, get up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's CRSHOW. Good at any graduate hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com. And hey, if you're already looking ahead to college football season, you could book rooms at Graduate Hotel this fall as well. But we'll warn you, reservations for those big weekends fill up fast, so go there sooner than later. Head to graduatehotels.com. And again, up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's good at any graduate hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com.
It's Covino and Rich, and you've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuters' comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive.
Choose from the full line of Toyo tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Toyo test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers.
Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello there. I'm Ann Thompson, editor-at-large for IndieWire.
And I'm IndieWire's deputy film editor, Ryan Latanzio.
And we're the co-hosts of IndieWire's weekly Screen Talk podcast.
Join us each week for an in-depth discussion of the latest in film and TV industry news with special guests along the way, including filmmakers and executives.
Hear from us every Friday morning on iHeart platforms or wherever you get your podcasts as IndieWire shares what we've learned from the movie week that was.
It's Fox Sports Radio. 2 minute warning. He's Aaron Torres. I'm Dan Beyer. Glad to have you with us. Live from the TireRack.com studios. Get Aaron on Twitter at Aaron_Torres. You can find me on Twitter at Dan Beyer on Fox. Today's show is brought to you by AutoZone. AutoZone has the free services you need to help you get back on the road, like their free AutoZone Fix Finder service. With over 5,600 locations nationwide, AutoZone is here to help you save time and money with their free services. Getting the job done just got easier. Restrictions apply. Get in the zone. AutoZone. If you haven't heard, Fox Sports Radio will be launching a brand new show coming up on Monday, September 26th. Covino and Rich, you've heard them on the weekends. Now you can hear them every weekday starting at 5 o'clock Eastern, 2 Pacific. And that's smack dab into where we are right now. Covino and Rich will be with you 2 hours every day of the week. Aaron, that means that today is our final show together in our one-hour Fox Sports Radio extravaganza. And, you know, it seems just like, it just seems like the other day that we just started doing this show together, and to take time out to look back at the great memories that we've had. Aaron, we look back at some of the great moments that we've had here on BTS, DNA, the Two-Headed Monster,
DTF.
Two-Minute Warning. Yes.
BTF
here on Fox Sports Radio. We enjoyed the ride. We sure hope you did as well. It is Beyer and Torres, BTS, on Fox Sports Radio. Aaron, give me your worst prediction that you made, college football or pro football, this past weekend that definitely did not come to fruition.
But listen, Dan, I'm the guy that for the last 2 months has said the Kansas City Chiefs are going to take a step back without Tyreek Hill.
On Friday, I loved the Colts in Jacksonville. I love them to end that losing streak. I gave you three reasons that we're actually going against the Colts and still pick the Colts. DNA is back, baby. Welcome in. Get Aaron on Twitter at Aaron_Torres. You can find me on Twitter at Dan Beyer on Fox. If I was the Titans, I would delete my Twitter account. Aaron and I are going to draft the college football rivalries that we want to save. Aaron Torres, you are first on the clock.
So I think there's an obvious one that has to be number one. It's Army-Navy.
It's why I said it on this show of Beyer, Torres, and Friends earlier this week, but a two-headed monster. Jason Ooh. Stewart likes the alliteration, a two-headed monster on a Thursday. Here is my script for the John Ramos show. So if you could just put it into the trash, Aaron, until the show starts.
Fired.
There it was. A look back at some of our highs and lows here in this hour on Fox Sports Radio. Do you need any Kleenex? Are you good?
Yeah, I was going to say, can you really encapsulate everything we've done in one, 90-second montage? I get John Ramos, that's why they pay him the big bucks. I mean, he just did. But, the memories that I'm going to take with me from this show, they'll last a lifetime.
There's only one way to make you, John Ramos has got something to say.
I just saw a car come to a stop out on Ventura Boulevard and wiping tears from their eyes.
Why are all the cars pulling over and getting out? Wait, they're clapping, I think. I think they are all clapping. They are now on top of their hoods. They are clapping outside the windows of the Fox Sports Radio studios here in Southern California. oh, they're just giving the guy who has the flat tire the finger as they drive by from work. That is what is happening. It has been fun. What a ride. What a ride it's been. John, any thanks you want to give to anyone?
I want to give a thanks to Aaron Torres for epitomize what radio is all about in 1 hour. So, yes.
Wow. That's very kind.
Yeah. And Dan Beyer, of course, we've worked together for 30, 40 years now. This is the culmination of that. So,
yes.
Jason Stewart, we just started, but you really put this show into perspective, and I appreciate that. Thanks, guys.
I love you.
It has gone so quickly. It really does just seem like the other day that we undertook this venture.
And for Steve DeSager to come in and celebrate with us today, that was very thoughtful.
Yes, I do like how Steve used two of his vacation days during our 5 days on the air.
I didn't quite get as attached as the rest of you to a show that lasted 5 days.
Well, hey, speak for yourself. We had one guest and one guest only, Bill Krakenberger. The first guest was today. It was the last guest today on Fox Sports Radio. Isaac Lohenkron and Monty Bolaños also were here for the fun. What a ride it was. What a ride it was. So we have 60 seconds left in our 2-minute warning, Aaron. Let's talk some college football. Big weekend. There are games. You and Jason Martin will have you covered Saturday night. What game do you have your eye on tomorrow night?
I'm excited for a lot. I'll give you a random one. You know, Minnesota 3-0 going to Michigan State. Minnesota is actually a slight favorite. I don't think PJ Fleck gets enough credit. 11 wins in 2019, 9 wins last season. I know that people in the Big Ten don't like them, but they're an intriguing team as a road favorite, which is interesting against Michigan State.
Minnesota may win the Big Ten West by default.
Yes.
I mean, considering how things have gone, of course, Nebraska without their head coach. John Ramos calls him Scott Forrest this week. We like to know him as Scott Frost, who is no longer.
How did that not make the montage?
Yeah, I don't know. Somehow that ended up on the cutting room floor. So for Aaron Torres, I'm Dan Beyer. This is Fox Sports Radio from the TireRack.com studios. Aaron and I will be back together. He'll be back tomorrow night with Jason Martin talking college football, and I'll be back with George Reister on Sunday talking NFL. We'll talk to you then.
Any college baseball fans out there? If you're traveling to see your team and need a place to stay, two words for you: Graduate Hotels.
We stayed at the Nashville location for the SEC tournament. It was awesome. Beautiful rooms, cool vibe, and perfect location. They have over 30 hotels in the best college towns. And get this, they'll give you up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's CRSHOW. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Book today at graduatehotels.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello there. I'm Ann Thompson, editor-at-large for IndieWire.
And I'm IndieWire's deputy film editor, Ryan Latanzio.
And we're the co-hosts of IndieWire's weekly Screen Talk podcast.
Join us each week for an in-depth discussion of the latest in film and TV industry news with special guests along the way, including filmmakers and executives.
Hear from us every Friday morning on iHeart platforms or wherever you get your podcasts as IndieWire shares what we've learned from the movie week that was.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.